Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Mr. Humble, that's what they call me around here. Dr. Eric Cole is back with us. Eric is become a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the renowned cybersecurity experts in the world. He's served in a number as a member of the Commission on Cybersecurity under President Barack Obama, and he sits on a number of advisory boards, and he's become a great member of our Brain Trust. Eric Cole, Dr. Eric Cole, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So let's go with the news first. A newspaper, the Tribune Newspaper Syndicate, they ran afoul of some ransomware guys recently, didn't they?
Absolutely. Ransomware is probably one of the big issues as a small business owner you have to watch out for in 2019, because essentially you get a legitimate-looking email. One click, not two, not three, but one click is all it takes. And basically all of your data is held ransom. And the problem is most businesses do not have a backup that they can access that's off their network. So when ransomware hits their computers, all of their backups also get hit. And that's exactly what happened in this case.
Folks, we're talking about Chicago Tribune, Lake County News Sun, the Post Tribune, Hartford Courant, Baltimore Sun, Capital Gazette, on and on. I mean, some of these are huge papers. The Baltimore Sun, for God's sake, Chicago Tribune. Those aren't lightweights. They should have had better coverage. Were you surprised? If you weren't surprised that they got hacked, were you surprised that it was ransomware?
Unfortunately, no, because most hackers today are all about the money. Yeah, yeah. You hear some about Chinese trying to steal intellectual property, but honestly, those are usually the much bigger, larger companies. Most of the newspaper, hospitals, small businesses, they all want money, and the best way to get money is basically to kidnap your data,
right,
and say, unless you pay us, we're not going to give you your data back.
Well, it's sort of like in the old days, the bad guys would just set fire to your warehouse. They didn't want what was in the warehouse. They just set fire to. They just wanted to watch it burn, right? But now they're saying, "Wait a minute, we need to get what's in the warehouse. Let's go change the locks on the doors and tell the people they can't get back in the warehouse until they give us the money." That's what they're doing now, isn't it?
Exactly, and what they're playing off of, which is very interesting, is time. They know that a newspaper cannot go 3, 4, or 5 hours without their data. Imagine if they couldn't print the paper the next day. They would go out of business. So they're targeting these companies that they know have an urgency of data access.
Yep.
And if you go to them and say, hey, $10,000 or you don't see your data again, for a company like the Tribune, that's a walk in the park. They're going to lose a lot more money than the ransom payment, so most executives make the payment.
What was the ask, and what did they do? Do we know?
I don't have the exact numbers. Yeah, I don't have the exact numbers, but I believe the ask was around $10,000 to $15,000
for each paper.
It might not seem like a lot. Yeah, for each paper. So I think it was a total of about just under $100,000. But if you look at how much they would lose by not paying it, the executives basically decided it was more cost effective to pay.
We're talking millions in terms, not to mention the bad PR, which they kind of already have. But did they pay that money?
I believe the reports I saw are a little vague, but if you read between the lines and know how these entities operate, I would bet, and I'm pretty confident to say that they paid.
Well, the reason I asked the question is they're back in business. How long were they offline? Do you remember? Do you know?
I believe it was just a few hours.
Just a few hours. Because the reason I ask if they paid or if they how long they were offline, because you and I both know that those people should have had a plan B, right? A switch they could flip to go to something alternative, right? To go to another parallel. I mean, even I have a parallel universe. Go ahead.
Here's the issue. They absolutely did, but their backup systems, their parallel universe, was actually connected to the same system.
No.
So when the ransomware hit, it was able to hit. They actually had three levels of backup, and all three got hit by the ransomware.
Goodness.
That's the problem with most businesses, is they have backups, but if they're all transparent and accessible, you're done.
Yeah. Somebody's looking for a job today, I bet. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Dr. Eric Cole. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.